We span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news, beginning in Portland, Oregon, where Nicole Norris and her son were on their way home from watching the minor league baseball team Hillsboro Hops when the boy called police from the back seat of the car. Why? He wanted to report that mom was driving drunk. Two other drivers also called the cops to report Nicole's erratic driving. The deputies didn't catch up with her because she made the boy give her the phone and she turned it off so they couldn't track the location. Deputies finally did catch up with her near her house. She blew a BAC of twice the state's legal limit and was charged with DUI, thanks to the boy. In Corona, California, Becky Garfinkel did some food shopping at the local Target. When she got home, she opened up a box of lettuce mix and was halfway through eating it when she almost chomped down on a live frog.
Yeah.
She told the local TV station, quote, "As I'm pulling to go stab another bite, I see a frog sitting in my salad. I completely freaked out and screamed. I threw up afterwards. I was traumatized," unquote. But that's when the story turned. Becky, though grossed out, scooped the little frog out of the bag, rinsed the dressing off of it, realized it was barely alive, showed it to her husband. He did some chest compressions on the frog with his fingers. The frog survived. The couple saved it, decided to keep it as a pet, named it Lucky.
What?
Yeah. By the way, Becky contacted Target where she bought it, and they're giving her a $5 gift card. Becky, who's a strict vegetarian, says she's happy the frog is alive, but put her off salad. I'll tell you right now, she says, "I have no desire to ever eat a salad again. I'm petrified of the thought of a salad." I think that will pass, as will the frog. Story three is from Gary, Indiana. Truck driver Jeff Ogletree was pulling two trailers on Interstate 80-94 early Tuesday when another semi-trailer veered into his lane and Jeff had to swerve onto the shoulder and then overcorrect back onto the highway. Unfortunately, that made the rear trailer fishtail and disconnect from the other one. It rolled onto its side before coming to rest across two lanes. But Jeff didn't know that he had lost one of the trailers and kept driving. Didn't pull over until 7 miles later. The good news is that the overturned trailer didn't lose its load of packages from Amazon. You can't lose that two-day delivery thing. It's Amazon, after all. But two lanes of the interstate were closed. They're about 2 hours to operate and tow the trailer away. So two-day shipping, okay. Two lanes of the interstate, not so much. And finally, Matt Burrows sent in this story from West Palm Beach, Florida, where two detectives were doing surveillance in an unmarked car when a guy named Wesley Kelly pulled up behind him. They saw him pull on a pair of gloves. Then they watched him try to detach the license plate from the patrol car. One of the cops got out and confronted him. Wesley apologized, ran off, jumped into his car, and drove away, almost hitting the other cop in the process. They got back into the patrol car and chased Wesley until he crashed through a chain-link fence. According to the police report, he later admitted, "Yeah, I drove through the fence because, quote, I always wanted to try ramming a gate with a car to see if it would bust open like in the movies." Yeah, that's physics, Wesley. After his car became disabled from crashing into the fence, he ran and hid inside a dumpster for 50 minutes before the cops found him. And by the way, it turned out the U.S. Marshals were looking for him, which is why he needed the new license plate, and now he's in jail on a whole bunch of charges. But at least he qualified as one of today's knuckleheads in the news. If you have one to contribute, email it to paul@harrisonline.com.